Sunday morning, and as most people can tell, it is November 6th. Okay, and those people who are currently in the Midwest, specifically in and around Oklahoma, felt an earthquake yesterday and the day, twice, actually, and the day before. We actually had popping here in Kansas City, unbuckling of things before they ever registered the earthquake in Kansas City. So I'm not really sure on that. But there is someone looking into it and believes it is franking, military franking. Whether that's the case or not, we don't know. We have a special guest, Mr. Duff. You there?
Last time I checked, yeah.
Well, I didn't ask if you were all there because none of us are all there. However,
no, actually, you know, with daylight savings time, I've even been awake for more than 5-6 minutes.
Whoa! Oh, by the way, you know, we had a peculiar thing happen. I called Mr. Duff, and I, you know, there was a answer machine, and I left, you know, didn't even leave a message. I just clicked off the phone. And evidently, I was calling your phone. My phone was calling your phone for how long?
Well, we called that to interesting. This is radio. We can say butt dialing on radio.
Yeah.
I think you were butt dialing. I think you were at a singles bar at 1 a.m. somewhere with a really bad crowd. I mean, that was because I was hearing this. You know, somebody was chatting you up. You know, I could tell. You know, this was a. This was bad, you know.
Here's the funny part about that. We were traveling. We were in a car, and we were actually traveling until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, there was no way for that. And I went back and I've checked the phone and any repeatings of dialing, and it doesn't show any. Not a single one, other than the first initial one I did and a shutoff. It only timed it out at less than 2 minutes.
I've got four calls, and then you know, you and I talk anyway, you know. So, do we have any other guests today?
Yes.
Well, I should. There's kind of a lot of stuff going on here today. There's a lot of news today. Now, some of it, you know, and as you and I talk about this, news to one person isn't news to another. And then, of course, I think all radio, since you've either got listeners at Sunday morning, they're either, I'd hate to think they're driving to church, you know, since, you know, I'm one of those evil atheist people. But, you know, they're either making breakfast here or they're heading somewhere out for the day. It's not too bad of weather here in Ohio right now, but anything resembling regular, either that's talk show ranting or normal stuff, I don't know. I don't like listening to it. I do kind of a lot of radio and TV, and it's a learning experience here. But we've got a couple of major things going on.
Hold on. We're going to be right back. We're going to commercial, real quick commercial break. We'll be right
back. Fishes has amused itself to death.
Amused itself to death.
It has amused itself to death.
Amused itself to death.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy, crazy. Nobody wants to share at all. And people worship money.
They are back. That does sound surprisingly like Tom. Doesn't anyone notice that?
Yeah, it sounds similar.
Doesn't it, Tom? Are you lying to us? Is this your real occupation?
You got it. I'm in Vegas right now.
I knew that. Somebody told me that. We are back. This is, of course, the Capital Forum. And do you need any things for the station here? You want to open up and fly right there?
Well, I'll do some plugging after a while, but everybody should obviously take advantage of RBN's Twitter and Facebook accounts, and please support RBN any way you can, and call in and order your bumper stickers and business cards. Get the message out. If you can't afford more promotion, just slap a business card on a baseball cap or on your T-shirt or whatever. Be innovative. Just try to get the word out. Spread the word everywhere you can. Back to you, Lou.
All right. Mr. Duff, we're going to be talking about a little bit what you were doing. Now, we found out that you were on the – well, actually, you're amazing. You're on the hit list of two opposite sides.
I know. It's just, last week, the white supremacist Nazi movement in the U.S. Went on the attack against me, accusing me of being an Israeli agent. I sent you the graphic they're using in your email. I don't know if you've pulled it up yet, but it's quite, I think it's quite good. And then, of course, the Anti-Defamation League, which I accuse of being the Anti-Jewish Defamation League. This is the Abe Foxman organization that tells every Jew that there's an Arab hiding under their bed trying to get them.
Actually, there is, since we're all related. At one time, we were all Arabs. No.
It's kind of a funny thing. A funny thing with Foxman is he attacks me almost continually. It's like a life ambition. His favorite nephew has been a longtime friend of mine that works with me, you know. And of course, he has trouble. You know, there's this difficulty here because, you know, I'm of mixed heritage. You know, I mean, like I'm an American. My family is Scottish. My grandmother was, you know, certainly a German, and my mother's side, of course, are Jewish, and Jew, but not just Jewish. They're Jewish and Cherokee Indian. You know,
well, there's a mixture.
Yeah. So I mean, to me, it's I enjoy being American, and frankly, you know, Veterans Day. Now, what I'm suggesting for anybody listening today, because we've got some. We got some stuff to talk about here. I'm not sure who we have enough radio, and then
we have two hours. Just go for it.
Well, I've got a big crew here to talk to. This is a more functioning talk show than an awful lot here. You know, a lot of people have stuff to say here, but I'm suggesting that folks get on my website, which is the largest independent news site in the world, VeteransToday.com, and it's largest not by my choice. It's by others, but catch some of our stories. As a lead here, just to folks I haven't been able to talk to online here, but a couple of things we broke this week. We have a lot to say about this run-up to war on Iran. We caught a couple of plots here, and they run two separate directions, and I'm going to be jumping from subject to subject in the next 30 seconds. The first one is that we caught a group of Israeli financiers who were business partners with Iranian mullahs, these crazy guys that are always charging people with witchcraft in Iran, by the way. These guys spent billions of dollars in the oil futures market at $121 a barrel. Now, unless you're an economist, you won't know what that means, but basically it means unless there's some kind of war or threat of war, these guys are going to lose billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions, or make hundreds of billions of dollars. So all this stuff we're seeing about staging a war is largely a stock market scam. Now, I will tell you, there are some rumors about 9/11. One of the rumors about 9/11, it was this rumor that there were five Mossad agents that were photographing 9/11 called the Dancing Israelis. That is a true story. Another true story is that there were groups that bought airline futures that bet that the airlines would have a price crash based on 9/11, and they bought them in advance. That's true also. And it, if it tells you that 9/11 wasn't done by 19 Arab hijackers, you're only beginning to catch on.
Well, Duff, I believe some of those options were actually attributed to the head of the CIA.
Oh, absolutely. Who at the time is the cousin of one of my best friends? I just hate this stuff here.
Well, it sounds like you are a double agent. You have all these connections, so how could you not be?
I worked in the intelligence business.
We're having a hard time
hearing.
I'm having a hard time hearing him.
Yeah, we got a buzz. We got a hum or a buzz on the line. I'm not sure where that's coming from. Maybe the board up.
My God, why would anyone tap this line? They could just turn on the radios. Are they too lazy? Maybe they don't own radios. They spent their money on other stuff.
Could you repeat who's buying the future options for the oil right now at $129?
I won't call it the Israeli government. It is not the Israeli government, but it is certainly members of the Israeli government.
Wow.
Not their military, by the way. Their military, the Israeli military and intelligence service, has told Netanyahu that if he keeps threatening Iran, that he's totally nuts. They're leaking stuff out of there. They call me all the time, which maybe is why I'm being accused of being a Zionist agent. But this invading Iran stuff, and we have to talk about that because it's a huge issue, not because it's real, but because it's being put in the papers like it's real. And I have an article on VT that explains it pretty seriously, but even finding stuff on there to look at. I'll try to get this all out. The Iranian mullahs, that's the religious government that oversees the real government, which is not my issue with Iran, they have a national press service there, Press TV, and they have a radio network, national radio network Al-Alam. And I'm a daily commentator on Al-Alam, and I do at least four spots a day on Press TV. So in Iran, you know, like I'm big stuff in Iran. If they ask about, you know, I think I do the weather over there, you know, but I'm on their TV pretty much continually during the day. It's a supermarket. The phone rings in my pocket, and it's Press TV. We'd like you to comment. And Press TV does love talking about homelessness and veterans issues and a lot of foreign affairs stuff. So I'm a foreign affairs military correspondent at Press TV. But they talk about American veterans issues, and they let me say what I want. But the other thing about with Press TV is, I guess I can't say, but they're probably more of a neutral news network. They're more like you guys than any American network is, and they're run by the, you know, what's supposed to be that bad Iranian government, and they have no trouble at all saying nasty things about their own government on their own national news service. Nobody else can get away with that.
We do.
Well, if you were owned by the U.S. government, you sure wouldn't be.
Yes, we would.
America doesn't do this. And I do stuff for them, too. But what we found anyway, is that we found there was a plan to stage an Israeli, and not a real attack, but a phony air attack on an abandoned facility, an old factory that they used to make Peugeots in it until the French sold it. And they don't know how to make the 1959 Peugeot, I mean. They lost the tooling rights to it, you know. But there's an old abandoned factory. The Israelis are going to fly a couple of planes in from Azerbaijan because Israel doesn't have a military capable of flying a plane over Iran. They can't fly that far because they have no flight rights over Turkey, over Iraq, over Saudi Arabia. They don't have adequate refueling aircraft. And, of course, the Russians in Syria, the Russian satellite system or whatever, would report them the whole way if they had planes that flew that far, which they don't. And by the time they reached Iran, they'd probably need to land. They would have been in the air so long they'd need a vacation.
Was it Duff? Didn't they had rights to fly over Turkey until they ticked Turkey off when they attacked the flotilla? Is that correct?
Let me tell you how that one worked. The Israelis were sending planes up to Turkey and training with the Turkish Air Force. They were sending eight up at a time and only bringing six back. The other two, instead of going back to Israel, were flying to Azerbaijan. But they're not in an area of Azerbaijan controlled by the government, which is kind of really under the control of Russia still, by the way. And they've invited me over there, which is fun, so I can't say anything bad about them. I love being a pretend member of the press because you depend on the largesse of continual free trips from these governments that want you to report on things, you know, because I'm always being flown somewhere in the front of the aircraft and put in a five-star
hotel. I wouldn't get on a plane that I know somebody might not like me.
Well, I actually like Pakistan. I went to Pakistan last year, Pakistan Air, which was, you know, interesting. Coming up
the
here.
The man in the box is singing to you, Duff. So we'll be back
all
in 3 minutes. You're listening to RBN. Call the number 800-313-9443. And we're talking to Duff from Veterans Today. Back in three.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Protect E water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rock, cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Boy, that was a loud bumper, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I liked it. You know, we're getting to the point that that's the case. Mr. Duff, give you your websites and how they can get information, because that was not mentioned before and people need to know.
The two words, Veterans Today, no dots, no hyphens, whatever, it's a .com. We started out as a military site only. The site is run by retired and military and intelligence officers. It is the only free site that is that carries regular classified material that we frankly have to filter, because we get so much stuff. We're trying to not get our own people. Most of us are Americans, but we've ended up expanding. We have veterans and intelligence personnel from 28 countries. Our board includes the national intelligence chiefs of three countries are on our board, including Russia. We have a total of military service among our staff writers between 1,000 and 2,000 years of military service.
Wow.
So we've been around the block. It's a good-sized organization, plus a little bit funny. You were asking me here, and we were talking through during the break.
Yeah, real quick. Well, actually, it is a good website. I've been there and read a few articles, really. That's... for somebody, you know, it can make somebody either happy or mad.
You know, I do this lately. We're big supporters of the Occupy movement, which, you know, and I will call it the controlled press has been asked to attack by their Wall Street masters. And if you don't think that these guys are running the United States, you've been living in some other country for a long time. But, you know, I can't even address that audience. There are things I no longer will deal with. Anybody that believes that Arab hijackers hijacked planes on 9/11 means that you've been hiding in your basement for a decade. Anyone who believes that Osama bin Laden was killed a couple of weeks ago means you've been in your basement for a decade. And anyone who believes that this is not, I can't even call it a dictatorship. I'm an Obama fan, actually. I catch him doing decent stuff all the time. But
watching sports in a sweat, is that the good thing that he does?
Well, it's as good as anything else. The
he wouldn't be the first one.
No, you know, and not the last.
This is an issue. I've got a, you know, if you can check the staff at VT, I have a larger staff than the New York Times does.
Holy cow.
And we watch Obama, and I'll tell you, there's nothing more frustrating than watching Obama. I look at the Republican Party, and it's run by people who are certifiably nuts. They're either half Israeli spies or Wall Street stooges. Then the Democratic Party, I don't even begin to know how to understand who these guys are. But I, you know, when I catch people like Timothy Geithner, okay, who's, you know, supposed to be Mr. Evil, made some decent attempts to restructure American banking on Wall Street. And very few people understand the economic issue we're dealing with or how much debt. But, oh, and some of this stuff that we talked about 2 weeks ago, but it wasn't very long ago here, only a few days ago. If you remember the crash during the Bush era, Merrill Lynch, the largest brokerage firm in the U.S., went under, and Bank of America, which is, and from a banking standpoint, isn't even a house of cards, took them over. Now, Merrill Lynch holds a lot of what we call toxic derivatives or securities. And all that that is basically, it's the equivalent of you writing a bad check to pay your gas bill. That's even generous. They're not, it's imaginary money, money they invented themselves. Toxic security is, you know, if you're a bank or a brokerage house, you can just steal money. Nobody will arrest you. Oh, not really, anyway.
Right, that was actually criminal what they did, and if you remember, Miss Bond actually, she brought that up, and nobody paid attention. Then she was basically kicked out from the president's office because of that. And later, when it was, you know, all this movie was operated on the full scale about these derivative scams, it was. Everybody, like all these big banks, would just, you know, in the verge of collapse one after another.
Are you aware of what the amount of toxic derivatives that are out there during the Bush administration, how many were put out?
I don't know, but I don't think anybody knows for sure. Because
I know what the State Department claims. It's 1.45 quadrillion.
So that's 1,000 trillion. That's over 1,000 trillion.
Or we'll call it 1,450 billion. No, wait, 1,400. I'm sorry, I can't even say it.
Trillion.
1,450 trillion.
Right, just phenomenal. And the GDP of the United States is like 14 trillion. So it's like
it's 100 years of whatever we'd make. But it's so much money. This was created as an artificial slop out there.
And as you hear, we have another commercial break, and then after that, we have a long 20-minute segment, Duff. So we're speaking of Duff from VeteransToday.com, and he's got some insight he wants to explain about Iran when we come in after the next break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Capital Forum, and we're visiting with Deb this morning, and you mentioned something on the break a couple breaks ago, and I wanted you to elaborate on that with our listeners, and I don't know if you've heard that from any other source, so would you explain what you were talking about as far as Iran's debt?
Yeah, Iran is, despite the fact they've got a huge amount of oil, the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, who's an interesting guy, you know, when he sits down and makes a speech about 9/11 or anything else, where Americans get up and leave the room, one of the things you can depend on is that every single word he says is totally true, and Americans don't like hearing it. And his pleasure is telling us the truth we don't want to hear. There's nothing more ill-mannered than that. But his deal was to go after the dollar some time ago and move the oil market over to the euro, which he believed was the strong currency. A lot of us knew that the euro was hiding debt. We had this derivative debt talk that it's, you know, nearly $1,500 trillion of derivatives. Well, $500 trillion of those derivatives are inside the euro. And Europe doesn't have an economy that can handle either the derivative debt or the $6 to $9 trillion of national debt that they have. Their economy, compared to the U.S., their GDP, they use in very inflated figures. Europe is barely a couple of states. I live there. I travel around, and of course, Sergey will tell you this, that there ain't so much stuff in Europe. Well, what the Iranians did is they put all their eggs in one basket. They put all of their money, their sovereign wealth fund, behind euro futures in an attempt to attack the dollar to get after the U.S., which they were saying is the great Satan. Well, the euro is at $1.16 now, and they bet on it at $1.44. Now, that's another gambling thing. What does it mean when you spent nearly $1 trillion doing this? It means you're flat broke. They need to replace that money, and the only way they can get enough money to run the country the way they want to is if that oil, which a week ago was at 84, and now it's been pushed up into the 90s, they need oil at over 120, and if the Persian Gulf is closed off and if this Israeli-Iran war that no Israeli will ever fight in, welcome to that world, if this goes on, oil's going to hit $2.50 a barrel. The first thing that will happen, the cascade, is Iran, of course, will be rich. Nigeria will be rich. These are the countries that have no real industry because the oil prices will, you know, enrich them tremendously. The U.S. will have its oil supply go down 40%. We will have gas lines again. The automobile companies will disappear, and we have no money left to bring them back. The rest of the banks will go under because the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is sitting on the edge of bankruptcy. And this is a third story because Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, attempted to take $79 trillion worth of toxic derivatives a week and a half ago. This is worthless, counterfeit, totally phony, fraudulent. I mean, we can't even call, I can't think of enough adjectives to count for this. They tried to move this money from Merrill Lynch. It's not even money. It just came out of a paper mill. Send it over to Bank of America and put it under federal guarantees, which would immediately bankrupt the FDIC, push FDIC rates under, and crash all of the state banks.
So now, we've heard that was a done deal. So you used the words attempt and tried. So you're saying that was a failed effort.
It's a failed attempt. Troy, you talk about Obama. We have this, I'm going to be supporting him again for president. And every time he opens his mouth about 9/11 or the things he publicly says, I will tell you border on psychosis. I mean, I have to look at the man, look at many of the things he says, I guess, not all of them, because he has some wonderful press conferences. And some of the things he says are totally nuts. His financial policies, I know these things. Here's a weird one for you. This Libya thing. What a lot of people don't know is that Libya and Israel were close friends. Israel ran Mubarak in Egypt when he got thrown out. And also Gaddafi, nobody ran Gaddafi. He was an independent guy. I worked for a banking firm that represented Libya for some time, worked with the Gaddafi family. I enjoyed the people. My problem is that some of my correspondents lived in Libya, and they said it was a horrible police state where people were hauled away in the middle of the night, and it was run by a pack of vicious thugs. Well, to a lot of lefties and would-be activists, and heaven forbid, I'm about as progressive as you get, and for standing up to Israel, the ADL, just go to they've got four pages up there calling me an anti-Semite when I ought to be called a self-hating Jew, by the way. They've got to work on that. But the big secret here is that Gaddafi has been working with the U.S. all of this time. Gaddafi was put in office originally by Richard Helms, the CIA director, in 1969. All through the 80s, Gaddafi worked with the U.S. One of the weirdest things, and I don't know if I'd said this before, but President Reagan's National Intelligence Coordinator was Lee Wanta, later appointed Inspector General of the Department of Defense. Wanta managed projects inside of Libya. Now, all of these years, we were being told Libya was our enemy. In actuality, we were running black ops out of Libya, and they were our friends. You know, it's because the secret world is secret. And when people publicly say things, you know, somebody comes on the TV and says, I hate all the Jews, I love the Palestinians. Well, who did Gaddafi actually love in the end? Palaces, fancy cars, alcohol everywhere. You know, the family maid was nearly burned to death. And, of course, when Tripoli fell, he had his quarter-million-man army there digging trenches. 200 guys took Tripoli. It took him 45 minutes. The people chased him down. And when Gaddafi was captured, the team that captured Gaddafi included, and this is a problem for me, my Libya correspondent quit turning in stories, headed the team that captured Gaddafi. When you look at the photos of Gaddafi being loaded on the
pickup truck,
that ambulance, that's a Veterans Today correspondent in Libya.
Well,
that's putting him on the ambulance.
Wow. So now we know the bin Laden thing was a big fable, but and there was indications that the Gaddafi might go down that same path. Are you indicating that Gaddafi was actually the real deal?
Gaddafi was a product of the Cold War.
But the assassination of Gaddafi, was that the real thing, or was that a make?
Yeah, you know what? And this is another thing. I don't know.
I know.
My guy said this is what I had. I had people there at the time. I debriefed him last week. I put it online. He was injured during the bombing. A French Rafale bomber came over his 70 trucks. My guys had 6 vehicles. They were chasing him. They were in the desert off to the right, about half a kilometer behind. One of our vehicles, and I'm saying our in the broadest sense that I wasn't there, was hit. Only 12 people survived. Gaddafi was one of them. When the convoy was blown up, this was the French that did this, Gaddafi went into, yes, a sewer pipe. 20 more Gaddafi fighters showed up, plus 2 more groups of rebels. They fought for about half an hour. Gaddafi was injured severely in the internal injuries from the explosion. He was dazed. He was pulled out of the pipe. People were roughing him up. Our guys got a hold of him. There was an ambulance with one of the rebel groups. He was put in an ambulance, and he was taken to Misrata. My guys took off then. They're saying they just simply don't know. As far as, you know, was he really killed or not? You know, it's what we were told, you know, why you'd kill somebody who's got $70 billion in the bank somewhere. When he was in CERT, some of our guys were with him pretending to be on his staff. He was handing out tens of thousands of dollars to anybody that would follow him. The only people with him at the time he was caught were mercenaries from Mauritania and Serbs. He had no more Libyan followers at all.
Wow.
His son,
I'd like to kind of get into what's going on with Iran and the fact that...
You mean to get us on subject here.
Let's move this in. All of a sudden, the government is suddenly finding this lost money, and they're pushing it like crazy. They're telling the media groups that this money was found, and more money is now being found, that it wasn't lost, and they're kind of trying to push the media to watch this shiny bullet over here. But as you well said, that it's the Iran factor that we're going to be headed into.
Well, and see, there are 2 issues about Iran that nobody knows. One is that there's a secret deal going on between Iran and Israel, and they've been talking for the last 2 years. The other one, though, is that they have this deal set up like a bank robbery, but it's going to go wrong and turn into a real war and get us all killed. Now, here's what happened that you don't know. Oh, this is... for the ghost of Paul Harvey, this is the other side of the story. In 2003, Iran had a full-bore nuclear weapons program going. It wasn't really going anywhere fast enough. The U.S. had just invaded Saddam. Iran was total back against the wall and not thinking well. So their decision was to buy nuclear weapons, buy them. Who they went to, and we have confirmed this with high-ranking sources in the former Soviet Union. In 2003, Iran bought, we call it a dry stock, SS-19 missile from the Ukrainian government. Now, the Ukraine was supposed to turn over all of its 1970s era SS-19s back to this, the Russian government to be, we'll say they have different warheads put on. The missile Iran bought was unfueled, had no guidance system, but had 550 kiloton thermonuclear warheads. These are H-bombs, each one capable of flattening most of New York City. Iran has them. They bought them in 2003. They weren't to be used against Israel. They thought the U.S. was going to invade any one of these five warheads, and they're very small, can be put on any of the rockets that Iran has, and they send up satellites. They can certainly hit the U.S. if they wanted to, if there were a reason, and there's no reason to do this. The threat was that if the U.S. tried to invade Iran from Iraq, that those nuclear weapons would be used against the U.S. Army in Iraq and be sent after our carrier battle groups, which they would entirely destroy. Iran still has. They have no nuclear program. They are not building bombs. There is no parallel program. That's all a lie. But they do have six nuclear weapons. The problem, if you went over there on vacation, they'd gladly put them in your luggage because there are things that you've got that you wish you didn't buy. You know, that dress you didn't want to have, those golf clubs that are just too short, you know. Well, having six thermonuclear weapons is a way of putting a target on your back, and they have them. The reason we can't discuss them is because when they bought them from the Ukraine, and between 1995 and 2010, the Ukraine was actually in discussions to join NATO. Now, as to whether, there was retaliation against the Ukraine for this, I think Sergey can think of a couple of issues.
No, that was retaliation against the Russia. They were really in a cold relationship, so there was many reasons for that.
Well, see, the reasons we were told, Sergey, is because of the we were told that the Ukraine was stealing natural gas off the pipeline that ends at Baumgarten.
That's true. They were open the shutoff valves and use that gas pumping from Russia to the Eastern Europe, and that was illegal. You know, then Russians found out about that, so it was a big noise over that.
But what if, Sergey? What if we heard a big noise? But what if the big noise that we're told was natural gas was really a big noise because they sold nuclear weapons that they were supposed to return to Russia that they didn't really own?
Yes, it was a mess, actually. Not only Ukraine, I can tell, other former Soviet Union republics who had nuclear weapons or just non-nuclear weapons, they just kept it.
What the U.S. is doing, Sergey, is the CIA has put out a secret report, which I can't leak a secret CIA report, but the CIA is telling our allies right now, who just send this stuff to me, I'm going to unplug my fax machine, that Iran has nuclear weapons they got from Kazakhstan, like you're saying. They said they got three regular nukes and two nuclear artillery shells, which are much smaller nukes, from Kazakhstan. We know that not to be true. But we do know that, Kazakhstan, the military in Kazakhstan, from what I understand, is still under Russian command, and Russia still runs its space program out of Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan, I mean, you know more about this than I do, but how independent is Kazakhstan?
Well, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Belarus, they created the new economic free zone. It's kind of like a partnership, you know. Plus, the Kazakhstan, Russia is a member of Shanghai Group also. It's a strategic alliance together with China and some other Middle Asian republics.
And we got a commercial break, and we have a couple callers online, and we've been having some technical issues, so hopefully we get those resolved, and we'll take your calls after the break. Back in 3 minutes. Greg in Ontario, you'll be up first.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back to Capital Forum, and we're going to try to take a call or two, and we've been, like I said, we've been having some technical difficulties, so let's see if this works out. We have Craig in Ontario. What do you have for us this morning, Craig?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Craig.
Morning, Craig.
Good morning. Yeah, just watching a big white jet lay all the chemtrails over our beautiful city here in London. So, not in a good mood.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, question here for Duff. Earlier on, you said you would support Obama, or also you support the Occupy group. Can you just go into a bit of detail? I know it's kind of off topic, but what do you see in the Occupy group that makes you want to support them?
First of all, in the U.S. here, this is, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I served as a combat Marine in Vietnam. I was active as a charter member of Vets for Peace. And, frankly, it's the first time we've seen signs of human life in the United States in 40 years. So first of all, we're desperate for any kind of dissent at all. And our hope here, this is like, I look at his bland dissent. Wall Street's not a bad target to go after. But, you know, the real target here would be money in government, the fact that the United States, it's hard to deny. You sit up there in Ontario, you're only about 80 miles from me right now, that you're looking down at a military dictatorship here. When are people going to wake up to this fact? Everybody in Canada knows what's going on down here. Any question about that?
Well, actually, you know, a lot of the folks are, I guess, the North American-wide malaise that we really don't know because we swallow the same lamestream media that most of the population south of the 49 does as well. And the reason I ask you about the Occupy, the Wall Street, because, you know, there are a lot of resources out there that are pointing indirect funding from George Soros, and we all know what he stands for.
I can assure you, there is no funding for Occupy. There's zero funding. Not only do they have no funding, this George Soros thing is like absolute insanity. That the thing with Occupy, they're making horrible mistakes. These mistakes are, and though I've got an article up on Veterans Day, I recommend you read it, written by Mike Harris, about the hijacking of the Tea Party. Now, the Tea Party started out as an anti-9/11 movement, but, of course, the big money guys, and the real George Soros of the world is the Koch brothers, not George Soros.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these guys took charge of the Tea Party, turned it into an Israeli, Republican, ultra-right-wing, anti-freedom movement. Now they've got all these crazy presidential candidates. Every single one of them belongs in a mental hospital. And no matter what you could say about Obama, and I will tell you, watched him for 2 years, every time I watch him, I know less about him. Because I catch him doing brilliant things.
Well, he's like a puppet, you know. I mean, come on, anybody who's in a mainstream party down there, I mean, I'm surprised anybody come on Republican say I vote for him.
Here's Obama's own opinion on this. Obama has said, I was elected president, I tried to take office, and there's no government here for me to take charge of.
I feel sorry for him.
For
Obama.
I just got back from Nigeria. The same story there. Good luck, Jonathan, elected president. We've been friends for a long time. I was his guest at his inauguration. The first thing we sit down is try to select new ministers to take over so we can start electrifying the country and stop. This is as good a leader as you'll ever want. And,
I get back to the Occupy folks. I mean, you know, you talk to some of the kids here. I mean, we've got Occupy London as well, and they're all for, get out, give it to the man. Missing the whole point that, you know, it's our whole monetary system that has to be reformed. We've got to get away from interest-bearing money.
And, Craig, hang on.
Absolutely, Craig.
We're going to have one minute break, sir, but hang in.